Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Does conceptual astrology use the traditional planets, or do you use...
I use them all. I'm not going to limit myself to traditional planets. So I'll give you an example.
So Aquarius is Uranus for you?
It's Uranus ruled, but it's also co-ruled by Saturn.
All right. I
started to use it on linguistics as well. So for instance, you know how you have, I started using it on linguistics and concepts. You know how you get high and you get the munchies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Neptune is exalted in Pisces. Venus is exalted in Pisces. And Venus is ruled towards what you eat. You get when you eat, right? And Pisces when you get high. And so therefore, you get the munchies when you get high.
Mm.
So I started looking at the exaltations and showing how, you know, the bone marrow in your body is produced by the red blood cells, right?
Mm-hmm.
The calcium, right? And we see how Mars is exalted in Capricorn. You see?
Capricorn.
So I started looking at things like that, even in medical astrology. Like, oh, and I started seeing how at first I was just conceptualizing with story and myth, but then I started using it on real life themes and conceptions in astrology, even in the linguistical value. You know, I started seeing people in their charts, like, you know, Martin Luther King may say, "I have a dream." And then I would look in his chart and see where that configuration conceptually was. I'm like, oh, and that would help me actually better delineate his chart. So I started using it for other things. And then a practical use for it was when I create stories, the story has a birth time. And even though I write the story by the conceptual chart, that chart actually has a second house, how that story can make money. A ninth house, how you promote that story. A seventh house, the people you partner with to make that story come to fruition. So I started having a practical application for it. So then I taught a student who was a musician, a rapper, a conscious rapper by the name of Khalik Scientific. I said, I want you to rap your chart. That song I sent you?
Yeah.
Like, the first thing he says, Sun is in Taurus, Scorpio at the rising. And he goes around his whole chart, he raps it, right? Yeah. And he started putting it in his music. And I started asking him, do an album. What date was the album thought of? We put up the chart of that date. And then I was like, what's the second house of that? What's the second house ruler? What's the ninth house ruler? And we built a financial and marketing program for that album. And he'd be successful with it based on the conception of the album. So when conception astrology was more conceptual, I also developed a mechanical use for it.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.